following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi.
Welcome
to Wilson Wednesdays. We're back.
Happy second day of December.
Seems like only a week ago that we were here.
And it was the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was.
Is that right?
Was it? It was. Crazy. And now here we are on the
second day of December.
And
which brings us to
this point right here, which was last Sunday, and I got a text from my mom, who goes to the Methodist Church in Fountain Valley.
In which he was raised.
And where I was raised. A Bible-believing, amazing church.
Yes.
And she said, do you guys talk about Advent at all? Because she watches our services and no one mentioned Advent. And I said, well, we have, and we do occasionally mention Advent, but what is Advent? Advent means arrival or coming. And oftentimes in the church calendar, arrival, it's the celebration and the remembrance of and preparation for Jesus' coming and his birth. And it happens 4 Sundays before Christmas Eve. So 4 Sundays before Christmas Eve. So that would have been last Sunday. And I think the importance of it would be that while we can get so caught up in the Christmas season of all the things that you do to get ready for Christmas, and we're going to talk about some of those things here in a moment, that the actual reason why we celebrate Christmas can oftentimes be forgotten. And it's helpful, like a reminder on a calendar or an alarm. We set so many alarms in our house for all the things going on because it stops what you're doing and says, hey, don't forget this. And I think that's what Advent does best, is it centers your heart and your mind early on, not just right before Christmas, but a month before Christmas, roughly. It's going to center your heart and mind on Jesus and preparing your heart for his coming and what that means to you and what that means to me. In our church growing up, in the Methodist Church where I grew up, we always had this tradition where there was this wreath. Advent wreath. And maybe you have had that in your previous churches before.
Or maybe you were a part of our high school youth group.
I did that in our high school youth group.
At Refuge.
I brought it home.
Yes.
And there's 5 candles on the wreath, 4 on the outside, 1 white candle in the middle. And what we would do is we'd invite a family to come up and read a passage from Scripture, usually a Christmas passage, and they would light one of the candles in week 1. And then in week 2, another family, another Christmas passage, light 2nd candle, 3, 4, so on and so forth. And then on Christmas Eve, there would be a family that would come up and light the Christmas candle. All that, taking families and text, the verbiage of Scripture, and pointing people to the remembering and preparing for the coming of Christ. So I thought that was a cool thing, and we did that to get ready. We are going to just read a scripture passage right now that talked about the coming of Christ and kind of thinking about what would have mom and dad done in this moment to prepare themselves to be the mother and father of this coming baby. So do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Verse 18.
Now the birth of Jesus, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
So this incredible moment of getting this revelation about who you're going to be, and more importantly, who your son is going to be, and to understand that somehow in all that, my future wife is going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit, that is amazing things. And I don't even know what you do to prepare for that. I mean, moms and dads prepare rooms for kids, or they go buy beds, or they buy a car seat,
register, get
lots of diapers. But this is almost like kind of covert, under the radar. Like, I don't know how to prepare for this. But I don't think would have diminished the excitement of what he's just, which just been revealed to him. I think as a dad, but also, I think also as what it means for his people and for through history, what it will mean for mankind, even though maybe he doesn't fully understand that concept quite yet. But the idea of this fulfillment of prophecy that's going to happen through you and your future bride, Mary, would have been incredible. And I don't know how you get ready for that or how you prepare for that or what that even feels like. But key word, preparation. He would have had to do some things to prepare. And I believe that's true of us too. Today, I think we can get so caught up in the season and the gifts and the lights, and we do all those things. We go shop and we do all that. Well, we Amazon. But you can get so caught up that you kind of forget the reason for the season. And so I would just want to take the next little minute, couple minutes here, and share with you a couple things that we do to be intentional with our kids and with ourselves, actually, about what this season is all about. And now's the time to start. As we talked about, this last Sunday was Advent, kind of the starting of the clock ticking towards Christmas Eve. Not to waste any more time, start focusing your heart and your mind on what Jesus' coming means. Certainly Joseph would have done that. Mary would have done that. Started to think in their mind, wow, what is this going to mean for our people? So here are a couple things that we do. A couple years ago, this is not inherently Christian or religious, but a couple years ago,
in so many ways,
but, and this kind of defeats the whole point, but it doesn't, because it was cool. And this is one of those things that, Lego came out with. And actually, if you open it up, it was days leading up to Christmas. Leading up to Christmas, and each little box had a little Lego figure, like maybe five or six pieces that you built every morning. But it was leading up to the 25th or the 24th, and so or 25th. So
counting down, building anticipation.
That was kind of fun. This is a advent calendar for this year.
Chocolate one.
Yes, this is for our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell them why we're doing this and what you used to
do. Okay, so what I used to do, I think when Abby was 13, so like for 11, when she was three, sorry, like for 11 years, I had these little mini gift bags, 24 of them, and would string them up. They're all bright colors. And inside each one, when they were little, it just had a fun little thing in it. Like for the girls, it was hair ties or little dollar socks or candy or something like that inside. And then as they got a little older, I thought, let's tie in the actual Christmas story, reason for Christmas in there. So I would put a verse in each one that kind of, and tried to tie like the little gift with it. Like when the king brought money, there was something about money. The gifts when the kings
the wise men brought the gifts,
but gold. The gold, they would get little chocolate gold coins in it, stuff like that. So now they are older.
They
are 14,
it.
Almost 12, and almost 11. And it was funny because last year was almost like, okay, whose turn is it to open the Advent bag today? And it was like, I don't know.
I'm getting ready for school. I'm eating breakfast.
Yeah, everybody's not getting up at exactly the same time. And, you know, they had, it wasn't like when they were little. So we simplified. And we'll have a verse.
We went to chocolates.
Just one day, they each have their little chocolate, reading one verse from the Christmas story, just one verse, and thinking on that verse. You can maybe expound on that verse a little bit, and then eat a yummy chocolate. And also something that my parents every Christmas give each of their kids' families, usually a book. I think it was last year or the year before, they gave this one, the Names of Jesus ornament book with Advent devotional. So there's seven in here. So it's going to just be the week before Christmas, but each one has like one of the names of Jesus and an ornament that you take out. So it has a little devotional here, and then you can pull out the ornament. And so the first day is Jesus and the next day is Messiah. So just a really cool way to make it fun, have something to put on the tree, and bringing in the scripture and what it's all about.
Yeah, and if you don't have kids, there's still a lot of things you can do to prepare your own heart and mind. Maybe you have roommates and you want to share with them the wreath idea with the candles. Mm-hmm. You could do that once every week leading up to, or you could do even put up an Advent calendar somewhere in your apartment or where you're living and just say, hey, can I put this up? And you can lead people in like, hey, we're getting closer to this big day that I like to celebrate. It's Christmas.
Yeah. And keeping it simple. Like, I think with the bags, I kind of like built on it and it was great.
The bags are great, by the way.
This season.
They just got older.
We're
going to bring it back
with
grandkids.
Yes, I'm saving them. They're all ready for the grandkids, whenever that is. But being like, at least as a mom, talking to the moms, being okay with letting go of some traditions that, you know, maybe your kids aren't, that isn't like the number one thing about Christmas for them, and kind of asking, what do you love about Christmas? And if it's not the Advent calendar that you spend all this time going out and buying the little things for, then switch it up, and it's okay to make it simple, especially this year. Things are so, you know, it's a good year to maybe change it up and seek the Lord and ask him what he wants you to do as a family.
Yes. And so I would just say one other thing that we do is Christmas Devos. And so you can grab those, you can buy them in the store with like paperback, and at least leads you right up with some great Devos. Bethany had some in that ornament book. Also, YouVersion, if you're on, you have a Bible app online, YouVersion has lots of different Advent things. I almost every year I turn to John Piper's. He's got a Devo that I really appreciate and love. Talks about some deeper theological things of Christmas and what it means and the implications of what Christmas is. I enjoy that. So find a Devo maybe that you could even reuse every year. You can go to that, or there's so many of them, people are writing them all the time. But find a way to get your heart and mind around what Christmas is all about, and don't let it keep going closer and closer to Christmas without doing that. I'll pray for us.
Okay.
Lord, thanks for what Christmas means. Thanks for the sending of your Son and the birth of our Savior. Lord, the what that means, God with us, Emmanuel, Lord, and what that means for us in for eternity, Lord, that you loved us enough to send your one and only Son to die for us. Lord, and that birth, it means the world to us. And so thank you, Father, for loving us the way you do. And would you, Lord, just this Christmas, as so many things are going on, help us not forget why it is that we celebrate the coming of your Son. Lord, why we would not want to forget that. So Lord, remind us continually. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for coming and joining us.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.